This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, January 14, Coming Clean, from Ezra 10. In spite of this, there is still hope for Israel. From 1861 to 1865, the U.S. fought a war against itself over the issue of slavery. It was a glaring stain in American history. In 2008, the U.S. House of Representatives issued an apology to African Americans, took responsibility, and admitted that slavery was wrong. In 2009, the U.S. Senate issued a similar apology. Healing doesn't begin until people who have done wrong take responsibility for their actions. The people of God wanted to be healed for the rebellion. Ezra prayed for God's forgiveness, and the people needed to do their part in the reconciliation process. The people gathered around and wept. They admitted they had rejected God's command to remain holy. They confessed their sin to Ezra and to God. In the pouring rain, Ezra demanded that the Israelites get right with God. They took measures to confess their sins, separate from the foreign families and practices, and submit to doing God's will. This was not without great pain. Families were ripped apart. But at this time in Israel's history, it was the way to make things right. When we come clean, God forgives us, and confession must be followed by action. When we turn back to doing God's will, our witness becomes credible and our spirits begin to sing again.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.